Unit 17, Passport and Visa. Dialogue 1. So, you're planning to enroll in an English language program at the University of Pennsylvania?
Yes, I am.
Who will pay for your studies there?
My uncle will pay my tuition and also provide for my living expenses. I've included an affidavit of financial support signed by my uncle in my application.
Don't you know there are many very good schools and universities right here in Beijing? You can go to any of them and learn English without having to pay so much money.
I not only want to learn English, but also want to see America for myself. When I finish my language school, I intend to go on to college, there to study architecture.
I see your uncle is an architect and has his own firm in Philadelphia. Do you have any plans to work for him when you finish the university?
No, I won't stay in the U.S. after my graduation. China will need a lot of architects for its building. Maybe someday I'll set up my own firm in Beijing.
All right, Miss Wu. Good luck to your studies in the United States. Please take this slip to the next window to pay a fee and come back to pick up your passport this afternoon. Dialogue 2. What is your reason for wanting to go to the United States?
I'm going to join my husband at the University of Mississippi.
Is your husband currently a student there?
No, he's a visiting research scholar. His research field is Southern literature. That's why he chose to go to the University of Mississippi at Oxford, William Faulkner's hometown.
How long have you been married to your husband?
We've been married for 17 years.
How long has your husband been in the United States?
8 months.
How long do you plan to stay there?
Maybe 6 months, maybe longer. Maybe I'll fly back together with my husband at the end of the year.
Dialogue 3. What kind of visa do you have?
It's a student visa.
When did you enter China?
I came into the country on May 30th, 2001.
What was your port of entry?
Guangzhou, White Cloud International Airport.
We understand that you're not attending school.
No, I've been attending, but I've been sick recently.
You've attended only 10 days since last June.
10 days? No, it's been more than that.
We are going to have to take away your visa and have you deported.
Dialogue 4. I'd like to extend my visa for another year.
Are you on a tourist visa or a student visa?
It's a student visa.
What's your reason for the extension?
I'll go into practical training as soon as I receive my master's degree from the University of Peking early next month.
We'll need a letter from your university and a financial statement from you.
Dialogue 5. Guo Xiaoqian?
Yes.
Are you Guo Xiaoqian?
Yes, I am.
You are going to study mechanical engineering?
Yes.
Tell me about mechanical engineering.
Mechanical engineering is about design and manufacturing of machinery.
What subject are you going to study?
Oh, I will be studying computer-aided design and manufacturing.
What is that?
We will use computer to make solid models of mechanical parts and make the parts from the models.
Is it for military activities?
No, it is for general machinery.
Okay, have a seat, please.
Thanks.
Guo Xiaoqian?
Yes?
Come this afternoon to get your visa.
Does that mean I've got my visa?
Yes.
Thank you. I'll be here this afternoon.